Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Forget the questions on offense as it pertains to the wide receivers and tight ends. Nate Solder was taken out of the game in Miami because of a head injury. Now, the Patriots have already lost one starting tackle this season with Sebastian Vollmer. And should Solder not play on Sunday, Coach Belichick doesn't quaver in confidence with Logan Mankins.
I feel pretty comfortable at one, but I've played two of them in games. I've been the backup center a bunch of times when we've had guys hurt, so I feel like I could do all of them if I was needed to.
Playing left tackle isn't so foreign to veteran Logan Mankins, who spent nearly his entire NFL career at left guard. At Fresno State, he was strictly at left tackle, though when the Patriots drafted him in 2005, Matt Light assumed that role, so he learned how to be a versatile guard.
I always watched Matt Light for all those years. We're kind of the same size, so I figure when I'm out there, I should try to do what he did.
I don't think there was ever a thought from the coaching staff or from myself that he couldn't play left tackle. That wasn't it. It was more of, well, we have a good left tackle and he could play guard.
With Nate Solder's status for this week unknown, Mankins could be called on again at tackle. And if so, he'll be dealing with the likes of some extremely athletic pass rushers, Terrell Suggs and Elvis Dumervil, two leaders of the fourth-ranked Ravens defense. The mental transition from one position to another isn't the challenging part, but keeping up with the speed of those defenders on the edge will be.
Well, you're running around a lot more. Those guys are faster. You're not always just getting someone slammed into you. So my feet got to be a little quicker, move them a little faster. A lot of different angles. You're going against faster guys. I'm used to the big, powerful guys, and now I got speed guys on the edge. And it's just something I had to get used to and learn on the fly there on Sunday. So it went pretty well, though.
So here's where the Patriots offensive line stands heading into week 16. They've already allowed 37 sacks so far this season, surpassing where they were this time last year. And it definitely won't be any easier as they go on the road to face a very tough Baltimore defense. That'll do it from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.